The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years in the field of nutritional therapies and the proud and happy owners of Alive and Well, along with our wonderful son, Darren, and the broth cafe at Alive and Well. And you know, Den, it's at the Alive and Well in our store, the magnificent formulas, the incredible prices, great sales that are on all the time.
Gotta check these out.
Is thrilled when they come in and see that, and also the unique formulas you can't get anywhere else. And the broth cafe, organic across the boards. Okay, don't panic. We're organic, all right? We are fanatic organics.
We're fanatic organics.
And magnificent tastes, magnificent prices, magnificent variety, and also the wondrous, I was going to say collusion, but that sounds kind of criminal. I was just going to say the great interaction and the work along with the local Maui organic farmers. Every day, the magnificent
contribution.
Okay. And the magnificent produce brought in every day, and the high concentration of the fresh organic juices, very high concentration because we have that super machine that it's not all blown up. It's high concentration of the organic juices.
And no heating of the juices in the process.
No, nothing
okay,
at all
it's
like
raw.
That. Raw. And we have the raw organic local coconut farmer bringing us in, certified organic, bring us in the wonderful coconut milks, coconut juices, et cetera, and coconut products. That's terrific too. And you are going to talk, we're going to say, you know, before you do, I want to just say this. Our magnificent Vortex water, which is used
You're going to talk about Vortex water.
I'm going to give it to you in 1 second. Throughout the cafe, in everything that they use, everything they do in broths, in soups, in coffees, in teas, in anything.
Right.
In the water that they serve everything. And we had... it's incredible because this week I've known this lady. She's a French lady, and she looks terrific, but she's moving on in the years like we all do. And she said, I have to tell you with beautiful French accent. I have to tell you. She said, the Vortex water has made all the difference in my life. Okay, Gary is teaching me how to do it in French just perfectly, right? Gary, did I do well? Okay. She said, I was tired. I was kind of run down. I was feeling discouraged. I drink Vortex water. I feel full of life, full of energy, full of joy. It is incredible, incroyable. Say it in French. You were going to say?
You must have taken French when you were in high school.
I took a lot of French when I was in high school.
So what are you going to Gary for a French accent?
I'm going to, because he's like a kid to me, one of my kids. He's kidding me. Come on now. Okay.
Well, everything,
incroyable.
Incroyable. Everything she said is so true, and she's not the only one who heaps praises upon the Vortex water. People say, I never knew water could taste so delicious. I didn't know there was a difference in water. Well, there certainly is a big difference in water. And if you want the very best water, the best constructed water, not deconstructed, and all the processing that goes on with waters, this is a phenomenal product. And there is no plastic microparticles in the Vortex water. I just read another article yesterday about the dangers of buying water in plastic bottles because the microplastic particles are poison to the human anatomy.
Yes, that's right.
For your brains, yes. For your liver, yes. For your whole body. And who would ever think that something you can't even see, a microparticle.
Right, and they even
micro,
that's
like
right.
In microgram, like in microscope, so tiny you can't see it without a microscope. But these things build up in your body. They are definitely a toxic factor. And you're going to get none of that with the Vortex water system. It's phenomenal.
It's also absolutely free and certified free of hormones, heavy metals, pesticides, plasticizers,
sure.
Anything. All of those toxicity, but loaded with the oxygen and the qualities that detoxify. And you're going to say something else, my dear?
I was going to say, bring your glass bottles in and fill up with the Vortex water. If what you have is a plastic container, you might reconsider getting a glass container. And with every glass container you buy at Alive and Well, you get a free Vortex fill.
Beautiful.
There's no charge for the water.
Dennis and I live on this. We found that it makes a world of difference in every function in our bodies. It's absolutely terrific. Okay.
So you got it. All wet. We're Vortexed.
Well, that's another thing. I can't promise. Though another charming lady said, don't tell me you're from Brooklyn. I said, I have to tell you? You don't know what a Brooklyn? She says, I know the Brooklyn. I can hear it in your voice.
You don't know a French Brooklyn?
Well, that's the trouble. They said to me when I was studying French in Long Island, where I was growing up and all that, they said, no Brooklyn accent here.
That's right.
Okay.
Can you do it without the Brooklyn accent?
Yes. So they taught me how to do that. Well, this is a very special week. And it's a special week and month because it's a celebration of the heart and improving the heart and stabilizing and regenerating the heart, which we're going to talk about the top doctors and great information. But it's also about the heart that's full of love and joy.
And that's why they have February as the Valentine's Day month.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. Yes.
The heart.
Yeah. Okay. And so we're going to do a little music for you.
Oh, dear.
Okay. A little music?
Music? Is that French?
How about music? Okay. Let's do it.
Heart of my heart, I love that melody. It's my favorite. Heart of my heart brings back a memory. Remember when we were kids on the corner of the street. We were rough and ready guys, but oh, how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart, man, friends were dearer then, eggs were cheaper, it's too bad we had to part. I know a tear would glisten if once more I could listen to that gang that sang Heart of My Heart, Heart of My Heart.
Ooh, where's the applause? Thank you, Gary. Well, we can't leave that topic without remembering that it's also that Valentine's Day is also about not only the crowds of friends and the groups of friends, but one-on-one.
A unique friend. A unique and
yes,
wonderful friend.
That's right. Okay. Even though this friend sitting over here has gorgeous blue eyes, which I always wanted to have. My father had gorgeous blue eyes. You understand? My mother had gorgeous red hair. Didn't get the red hair or the blue eyes, but that's okay. I'm happy.
Sure you are.
Okay. So we're going to sing
My Funny Valentine, Sweet Comic Valentine. You make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable. Yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth
a little weak when you open it to speak. Are you smart? But don't change a hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Well, okay. Maybe we weren't perfect, but we did show some love and good memories.
I think on the Gary barometer, we've just lost about half the audience.
No. It's okay. He'll applaud anyway, won't he? Thank you, darling. Thank you. Well, you know, this month is celebrating the heart and the great things you can do for the heart. And we're going to talk, you know, again, one of the guys that got my heart, Dan, even before you, can you say who it was?
Yeah, there were so many.
Was Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Frankie.
Well, that's why I always remember the name of this very famous cardiologist. Oh, number one in the country, every kind of award, head of everything. And it was the famous cardiologist, I think he may even still be around, Dr. Steven Sinatra.
That's right.
I don't know if they had any, was any, you know, background where they related to each other, but the name I never forget.
Yeah.
Because of Frankie.
Well, and that, because we also lived in Italy, Little Italy in New York.
Little Italy.
And there was a bakery shop right around the corner. It says, Frank Sinatra buys his bakeries here.
Oh, dear. Well, we're not going to promote that anymore. Sorry. Okay. Well, here's just a quote in a wonderful book, according the National Institute, and they're quoting here that Dr. Steven Sinatra has been practicing cardiology, that's heart, for more than 35 years, has discovered nutritional missing links in the treatment of cardiovascular disease. Dr. Sinatra, in spite of medical procedures, found that his patients were still suffering. Even more frustrating was the fact that the first symptom of half of all people with heart disease is sudden cardiac death. We know that. Dr. Sinatra decided to study the basic function of heart cells and what makes them work.
Well, let's go back. People have no idea they have a heart problem.
Right.
Until they
right.
have a heart attack.
That's right. That's
and
happened
half
to
of
my
those
daddy.
Pass on.
Young. Right. Over many years, he uncovered the biochemical secrets of heart health, and he learned how to restore heart function at the cellular level. Mm-hmm. He calls his approach, quote, metabolic cardiology. This is so important. I'm giving this to you in 2 seconds, Dan. I want you to read this and hand it back about the energy of life, according to Steven Sinatra. The energy of life.
Gotcha. Okay, this is right out of his mouth, folks. Word for word. Your heart is an electrical pump that needs a constant source of energy to function well. A healthy heart beats about, get this, can you write these numbers down? Healthy heart beats about 100,000 times per day.
Can you believe?
100,000 times a day.
Gosh, talk about kick ass. That's better than any football or anything else like that, right?
That's a Super Bowl.
That's right. That's a Super Bowl, right? Kick ass. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that on radio. Sorry, Gary.
And in those 100,000 pumps, it pumps about 5 quarts of blood every minute.
Oh, my gosh.
5 quarts of blood a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Are we talking we have to keep it energized?
Here's something else. If you were to put a container under a water faucet, you couldn't get 5 quarts in a minute.
No, you couldn't.
Full blast.
Wow.
That's what this heart is doing.
That's right. Go ahead.
And that keeps the blood circulating through the body. It's what carries oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body.
That's right.
Every little microscopic cell you can't see without a microscope gets fed oxygen and nutrients every second of its life.
Bravo, Dr. Sinatra.
So, Dr. goes on to say, it's important to keep the arteries open so blood flows freely through them. When arteries become narrow due to a buildup of plaque, less oxygen and fewer nutrients reach the body's cells. This condition is called arteriosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries.
That's right,
And is the underlying cause of heart attack and strokes.
Cupcake. That's right. And remember, even you know, in the tremendous most recent discoveries too, that the MK7 and the K2 cleaned the plaque out of the veins and arteries.
That's right.
Another great one. Go ahead. Good going.
As the heart works harder to pump blood, pressure increases inside the arteries and can result in high blood pressure. This in turn leads to more artery damage. It's a destructive cycle that can go on for decades with no apparent symptoms, which is why hypertension is known as the silent killer. But even when blood pressure is controlled, and even when arteries are opened with angioplasty or a stent, heart disease often continues to progress. As mentioned earlier, that was what bothered Dr. Sinatra. He felt he was merely patching up his patients with drugs and therapies that worked in the short term but never got to the real underlying problem. Dr. Sinatra began to look beyond traditional medicine for an answer. He became a certified psychoanalyst to explore the heart.
Wow.
And mind.
And the things, that's right, and the things that he found so important, the things that he found so important was and so critical. And the sick heart starved for energy, that's right. The energy-starved heart is like a dying battery. Sounds like Dennis. Not that you're like a dying battery. You've often said that. An energy-starved heart is like a dying battery.
Well, you've always given me a charge, honey.
Yeah. When your car battery is low, the car will still run. But the headlights will be dim. There isn't enough power to run the theater and the radio at the same time. The same is true of the heart. It can keep going, but only at a reduced level. There is no energy reserve to bring the heart back to full function. And what is the source of this heart's energy, says the doctor?
Uh-huh.
It's the same as every other cell of the body. It's a compound called, you've heard Mona and Dennis say this, adenosine triphosphate, ATB, cellular energy. Biologists
ATP.
Call it the
ATP, adenosine triphosphate.
Yes, and biologists call it the energy currency of life. And what Dr. Sinatra discovered was how to enhance and restore the ATP energy process, okay? And I'm going to give this to you in a second, but he says people with cardiovascular disease have impaired ATP production in the heart cells. Supply doesn't keep up with the demand of the heart and is always leaking ATP. Without adequate ATP, the cardiac cells cannot perform their usual processes and activities. The cells are just like a dying battery, still alive but not able to fully function. The bottom line is that heart health is not just about oxygen, it's about ATP. And what are the raw materials, says the doctor, not Mona, that help form ATP in the cells? Dr. Sinatra calls them the awesome foursome. They are cardio coenzyme Q10, acetyl L-carnitine, magnesium, and ribose, all right?
And D-ribose.
He said D-ribose. That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And studies using cardio Q10 for congestive heart failure followed 2,664 patients. After taking the cardio Q10 daily for 3 months, all fluid retention was reduced by 79%, lung congestion reduced by 78%, heart palpitations by 75%, and shortness of breath by 53%.
Because that's what happens. When you take the cardio Q10, it activates the mitochondria of the cells of your heart, and every cell in your body, but especially the heart. And the mitochondria produce this magic substance called adenosine triphosphate, the ATP. That is the juice. That is the charge for every cell in your heart and in your brain. Now, keep in mind also, the heart has about 5,000 mitochondria in every cell in the heart.
That's what he calls it. The spark of the mitochondria that sets off the release of energy is the cardio Q10.
That's right.
That's what he says.
Now, can you conceive of this? Can you fathom this? Can you use your imagination? A cell... A human heart cell, you can't even see it unless it's under a microscope. It's invisible unless it's under a microscope. But in that invisible, under the microscope, cell of the heart contains 5,000 mitochondria.
Yes.
And each of those mitochondria are producing adenosine triphosphate. It staggers the mind.
Right.
It's just staggering.
Yeah, and he goes on to
it's
say that
since
the heart is the pump that keeps the body going, it has a tremendous need for cardio-Q10 to circulate the blood. In fact, tissue levels of cardio-Q10 are 10 times higher in a healthy heart than any other organ in the
body.
And here's the point he also makes. The cardio-Q10, that's the active form of CoQ10, not only improves energy production cell, it inhibits blood clot formation.
You get this.
Take the right form of cardio-Q10 within 3 days of a heart attack are far less likely to have chest pain or another heart attack or die. They are also less likely to die of any heart disease than those who do not get the supplement.
You get this?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
But he makes this point. Medications that deplete, that means take it out, CoQ10 in the body, include the statin drugs used to lower cholesterol and the beta blockers, which are blood pressure medications. How long have we known that? Can you read here about acetyl L-carnitine right here?
Boy, can I ever.
Right there.
Yeah.
That word other amazing nutrient.
Word for word, folks. Acetyl-L-carnitine helps the body produce energy by transporting fatty acids into the mitochondria to then be burned for fuel. For the heart to keep beating 60 to 100 times every minute of every day, it needs a constant supply of fuel. So this energy transport is critical. Now, what did he say it is? Let me go over it again. Acetyl-L-carnitine helps the body produce energy by transporting fatty acids.
That's right.
Fats, healthy fats, not sugars, not carbohydrates, fatty acids mitochondria to be burned for fuel. And along with that goes a super pure omega-3.
That's just what he says. I was just going to say he makes that point very strongly in his heart healthy supplement protocols from Metabolic Cardiology by Dr. Steven Sinatra. Okay? He's talking here, what is critical is the super pure fish oil every single day, along with the cardio-Q10, the acetyl-L-carnitine, and magnesium. But he says it's a top of the list one for prevention of the heart disease, for helping with high blood pressure. Again, right at the top there, he has the purest form of fish oil, stable angina pectoris, and a cardiac arrhythmia, premature contractions, premature atrial contractions, intermittent atrial fibrillation. And again, right at the top, along with the cardio-Q10, acetyl-L-carnitine, and magnesium, he has the purest form of the fish oil. And every single thing. Congestive heart failure also.
All right. And I just read last night, the wee small hours last night, about combining the cardio-Q10 with the super pure omega-3 reduces the risk of heart attack and fatality by 30 to 40%. Just those two nutrients.
That's right. And he has that at the top right there with the other babies. Severe congestive heart failure, dilated cardiomyopathy, patients awaiting a heart transplant. He put it right there at the top.
Yeah.
The super pure fish oil, cardio-Q10, acetyl-L-carnitine, magnesium, and possibly taurine and hawthorn berry too, and mitral valve prolapse, which is so commonly identified, as they say, the super pure fish oil, acetyl-L-carnitine, etc., and fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, all of that right at the top, and couch potato he has.
Oh, yeah.
The couch potato, and he always says, also find here, which point he makes, get an excellent high B vitamin multivitamin. And he puts that here also right in there in all of these different things with the purest fish oil, cardio-Q10, D-ribose, and acetyl-L-carnitine. Can you talk about, because he says you have to investigate and get a very high B complex and nutrients in your multivitamin.
Oh, God, the healthy one would be ideal. The healthy one is an all-vegetable source multiple vitamin. It is a high-potency vitamin. It has digestive enzymes included in the formula, so you're sure to digest, break down, and assimilate every component in that vitamin. What can you say? It's just, you see, most vitamins, It's confusing. You start buying a multiple vitamin. Well, we got multi over here. We got a multi over here. Step right up and get your multi. We got a multi. Well, a multi simply means more than one. But how many more than ones are there in everybody's drugstore vitamin, one-day vitamin? Okay? Not much. Maybe 6 or 8 items tops. And they're all, the recommended daily allowance. As though if you take more than what's in this product, God knows what's going to happen to you, folks. Better not go over the allowance. Ooh, they say it's an allowance. Ooh, I don't want to break the allowance. Here's what's going to happen, folks. The recommended daily allowance is simply a renaming of the old standby called the minimum daily requirement. Well, the minimum daily requirement is just enough to keep you breathing. Maybe not even standing and walking, but breathing. Maybe your eyes are open, maybe not. But it doesn't
really...
It made
me think of one little rodent crawling along a floor, or one little toad or something, or just crawling. Maybe, is it enough? I could crawl across the floor from one room to the next. Why don't we have optimal health?
And that's optimal health is what you're getting in the Alive and Well Healthy One product.
That's right. And it's loaded with wonderful organic green foods and all kinds of support nutrients for the adrenals and anti-stress, all of that put in there.
It gives you the optimal amount.
That's right.
And
at low price.
I particularly spoke with biochemists and researchers that were putting this formula together. And I said, I want something that is optimal. I don't want minimal. I don't want maximal. I want optimal, something the body can handle without wasting anything, in the best potency for the buck. And they put that together at an optimal level. I said, because at an optimal level, nobody that I ever met in my life ever acts in their life at a minimum level of performance. Do you give the minimum in your job? Do you give the minimum in your relationship with your loved ones?
No.
Is it the minimum, or is it as much as you can put out at the time that you got to put it out? It's an optimal level. You're always operating optimally. Well, this vitamin, the Healthy One, is an optimal formulation to compensate for, feed, and nourish your optimum performance.
That's right. And just don't forget this. Don't forget, when you hear us speaking, is this something we're taking out of the wind in the air or just something that's breezing around in our brains? No. And remember what just happened, the new research, the 2019 meta-analyses, that means of all the studies, by Harvard School of Public Health. And this was on the super pure fish oils and represents all the research to date. And this meta-analysis is published in the peer-reviewed journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings, highest level of doctor journal.
Okay.
Reviewed 40 clinical trials, and the multidisciplinary team of researchers delivered an authoritative rallying cry for including more EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids of the purest variety in your diet, citing their significant cardioprotective effects. They preface that, according to the World Health Organization, cardiovascular disease is responsible for 18 million deaths each year and is the number one cause of death globally.
Okay.
Can we look at that? And here they have the study. The expanded review of a previously published meta-analysis analyzed the observed effects of all clinical trials on EPA, DHA supplementation, and cardiovascular outcomes, heart attacks, coronary disease, CVD, all of these things. The study found that the EPA and DHA supplementation is associated with highly significant reduced risks of having any kind of cardiovascular event and reduced the risk of dying from such an event. The risk even broke down that it was so absolutely amazing.
Now, when Mona's talking about reading these articles, they're talking about EPA and DHA.
That's right.
But when you go to buy a fish oil product, they always say this, the super bargain price, you're going to get this wonderful product at a discount place, whatever it is. They say 1,000 milligrams per capsule. You say, wow, that should be enough. because they say EPA and DHA, the acronyms EPA and DHA don't even enter your mind. You see 1,000 milligrams of oil, and you think that should be plenty. So you take one of those. Well, the actual EPA-DHA content of one of those capsules is about 300 milligrams. 300 milligrams. Folks, the doctors who study this thing, the people who conducted these tests that Mona was talking about, recommend 3,000 milligrams per day. Okay? So if you're going to buy one of these discount place vitamins, supermarket, whatever, drugstore, whatever, you're going to have to take 10 capsules or 12 capsules to get 3,000 milligrams. At 3,000 milligrams of EPA, DHA combined, that's called omega-3. If you don't have 3,000 milligrams, forget about it. You're not really getting that much out of it. Alive and Well gives you in each capsule 600 milligrams of EPA, DHA, and only five of those are required, say holistic physicians, to give you the 3,000 milligrams, which in turn gives you what? Mona? A perfect lube job for the brain.
Exactly right.
And for the eyes, and for the heart, and
for everything. Remember what the Harvard doctors said after their meta-analysis? And we keep quoting them. They said we would reduce number one cause of death, which gets 1.2 million a year, by 88 to 92%, stroke and every other kind of event.
That's right.
If you took those fish oils.
And when you get that 3,000 milligrams or 3 grams combined, EPA, DHA, make omega-3, then you have a perfect lube job for the brains, a perfect lube job for the eyes, for the heart, for your entire vascular system, every single artery and capillary. Come on, we're talking capillaries again. We're going microscopic now. Back down to the cell. Individuals, every cell in your body has to receive oxygen and nutrients every minute of your life. Come on. This is what gives it.
That's right.
The super omega-3 with the CardioQ10.
That's right. And, you know, I'm really applauding another wonderful medical doctor and a statement he had to make, Russell Blaylock, MD. And he says, when he was talking about premature aging, he said, don't waste your hard-earned money. That's what natural health advocate Russell Blaylock, MD, advises. When it comes to all these expensive creams, injections, and surgeries the anti-aging crowd tries to push on you, that's all fluff, says Dr. Blaylock. Because one single factor predicts successful aging better than anything else, says the doctor. And he underlines this, and that's your level of body inflammation. For a number of reasons, including merely growing older, the process goes haywire. Unfortunately, science has linked out-of-control inflammation to many adverse outcomes when it comes to health. In fact, Dr. Blaylock calls inflammation the ground zero of health concerns and premature aging.
Yep.
And ground zero was a military term. What was that?
That's the center of it all. The ground zero is the target. That's where everything emanates.
As I see, I remembered it, but I wasn't sure exactly how. All health concerns and premature aging, and one of the great factors, of course, is super pure omega-3. Can you talk about why the pain power has been so successful? So many people constantly coming in and embracing because all pain and inflammation.
Go back. What's the doctor's quote on inflammation?
Okay, he calls it. Science has linked out-of-control inflammation to many adverse outcomes.
Out-of-control inflammation.
And he says Dr. Blaylock calls inflammation the ground zero of health concerns and premature aging.
That's the crux of it all.
That's right.
Inflammation is the nucleus. The ground zero is the center, the crux of it all, the beginning of it all. Everything emanates from that ground zero, okay? If the target is, if in military terms, if the target is ground zero, then destroying the target, the ground zero, destroys all the other factors involved in making the military procedure. But getting back, I mentioned this before. Time magazine, 15 years ago, folks, 15 years ago, Time magazine had a special edition, Source of All Disease. The name of was the name of the article, the whole edition, and it was a regular, I don't know, 20-30 page magazine. And they pointed out that chronic inflammation is the breeding ground, is the hotbed, is the center of every known ill health seen. Whatever it is it a runny nose? It's inflammation. Is it a broken arm? It's inflammation. Is it a heart attack? It's inflammation. Inflammation has many attenuating factors, and they all start, all the diseases are those extensions of inflammation. How do you reduce the inflammation? That's where Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Sinatra and every other holistic physician steps up to the fore and says, this is what you got to do to reduce the inflammation. Well, enzymes help to reduce the inflammation. And there are certain herbs and things which also reduce the inflammation. They're also drugs, but the drugs have undesirable side effects.
Terrible,
like every
disastrous
drug. Okay? So by using the natural substances, there's a substance called curcumin.
Right.
Curcumin is an extract of turmeric.
That's exactly right. Yes, go right ahead, dear.
And people have been using turmeric in hopes of getting good results with pain and inflammation. Sometimes it can work, but curcumin is the extract from the turmeric, and the extract is 2,000% more effective of reducing inflammation than the turmeric itself.
Right, because it has that bioperine extract in that.
It also has that. The concentration of curcumin is enough to really start it. Now, when you combine that with, as you say, honey, the bioperine and the enzymes.
That's right.
The enzymes that are in the pain power are remarkable in reducing inflammation.
Right.
And go ahead.
And I was also going to say that we have something that the wise men brought to Mother Mary a very long time ago, talking about love and wondrous substances, and that was the form of Boswellia, frankincense, which is the extract of Boswellia, mm-hmm. which has been used for centuries, to stop pain and inflammation. It's a very high-powered player in the pain power.
Amen, sister.
So you have, which has a host of different benefits in it also. So the combination, and again, what really strikes me about pain power, and that is so loving to me, because I've been a seriously allergic kid since I was born and had a lot of downsides of my allergies always, with my mommy taking me to the doctor every single week, and severe asthma, severe allergies. And the thing is that in Pain Power it says right on, certified to be completely free of any known allergen on the planet. Mm-hmm. No animal and no allergens, no corn, soy, wheat, or any one of the things that to which so many people are sensitive. And that doesn't exist over there. And no synthetics whatsoever.
And no drug whatsoever.
That's right.
There's all bioidentical everything from food sources. Again, frankincense, yes. But it's the Boswellia, the curcumin, and the natokinase, and the serratiocarboxylic peptidase, and other enzymes added to
good
it.
Words.
Okay.
Good tongue.
Those all combine as a team to put out the fire.
Put out the
wherever
fire.
It is. If it's in your brain, if it's in your heart, if it's in your left leg, wherever it may be, it will reduce the inflammation and thereby reduce the pain and thereby help restore normal function to every cell in your body.
Well, I'm very jealous by these wonderful players because they sing so sweetly and wondrously and celestially that they sound better than I do, no matter how I try to sing and no matter what kind of singing background I had, right? They sing so sweetly and wondrously in Pain Power that they're doing a whole better job than I can. Good grief. And you know something else? You know something else?
I know.
Look at this that comes out. And even the American Heart Association coming out and saying that the omega-3 fish oil benefits improve heart of every single type. But Tufts University, big medical university.
T-U-F-T-S.
Yes. And here's their exact quote after clinical trials. People with higher blood levels of EPA DHA had a dramatically lower risk of dementia and Alzheimer's by 47%.
Got that?
And they exclamate that and underline that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just having higher blood levels by taking the supplement of EPA DHA, dramatically lower risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. I mean, beside all the multitudinous things of anti-inflammation, improving depression, lifting mood, helping in many different challenging situations.
And no drug in the world does that. no drug in the world reduces that risk of Alzheimer's.
And the American College of Nutrition talking and saying that the supplementation with these molecular distilled fish oils, that's the kind that Alive and Well does, which has certified free of any contaminant, the only kind.
That's right.
And it reduces all inflammatory autoimmune diseases in humans like rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, psoriasis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, migraines, chronic inflammatory disease. Oh, good grief.
The list goes on,
and,
baby.
And decreased levels of disease lowered and dramatically lowered the use when people took it of any anti-inflammatory drugs. That's American College of Nutrition.
And there's no side effects. No negative side effects.
Only benefit.
That's
benefit.
It. Only. Whereas if you take Tylenol and aspirin, other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, what are you looking for? What are you going to be getting? All the nasties in the world, folks. Increasing heart condition, increasing every basic metabolic function is disrupted by those drugs.
That's exactly right, dear. And you know, we were applauding acetyl L-carnitine and Dr. Steven Sinatra and others saying how important it is, you know, for heart health and all. But remember, just as we saw with the omega-3 fats reported over here by Tufts, that it reduced the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. Look at acetyl L-carnitine, and here's the report.
Oh, that's a remarkable.
Yeah. So here they report here, and with all their studies, because your heart needs a constant transfer, acetyl L-carnitine, we did that. Okay, but it has all the different effects on the heart health, but it's called acetyl L-carnitine, the ideal form of carnitine for supporting cognitive function. Can you read that?
Carnitine is an amino acid, very important for muscles, for all kinds of good metabolic functions. But the acetyl L-carnitine does the same thing as L-carnitine does for the muscles and the rest of your body, but it also crosses the blood-brain barrier, which increases the normal function of the brain. The neurotrophic factor, the neurotransmission, the whole brain function is enhanced dramatically, helping to remove any kind of buildup of plaque in the brain. They say the plaque is the major contributor to Alzheimer's. Well, it may be, but they're not really sure of that. But acetyl L-carnitine helps normal function of the brain and improves any kind of negative action going on. Where do you want me to read?
For acetyl L-carnitine and how great it have the great action it has on the brain. And I think you summarized it very well, Dan. I'm proud of you.
Oh, well,
that
good.
Was very
that
good.
That was kind of free form, you know.
I like your improvisation. That goes back to your acting days, right, Dan? Goes back to your improvisation.
I ain't acting, lady. It's just the real stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
And when you improvised, when you got together with me, you improvised a lot on that one, too.
Well.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about that on the
radio.
No,
we won't talk about that on the radio.
Okay.
Maybe another time, another place. Well, that's very exciting.
Here it is. Acetyl L-carnitine, the ideal form of carnitine for supporting cognitive brain function. Age-related cognitive decline is related to faulty mitochondria in the brain tissue.
Aha.
Here we are back to mitochondria.
Faulty mitochondria.
Again. Okay.
Yes.
And what helps with the strength of the mitochondria? What?
Cardio-Q10.
That's
exactly what Dr. Sinatra reiterated so many times. That's exactly right.
And when you get faulty mitochondria in your brain tissue, the mitochondria that can no longer function properly, how do you get rid of that? Because large requirements of energy, your brain contains some of the highest concentrations of mitochondria, right up there with the heart and the muscles, okay? Carnitine helps protect, turning the page, against cellular damage and supports mitochondrial health. Researchers have found acetyl L-carnitine, the amazing amino acid, the best form of carnitine for supporting your brain health and muscle metabolism. It's found throughout your central nervous system where it plays a key role in producing energy and the important neurotransmitter acetylcholine.
Yes.
Oh, baby, it goes on.
Which
and
is
on
a gobble,
and
a lovely gobble for the brain because it adores acetylcholine. That's right.
I'm just going to wrap this up. Acetyl carnitine moves fat muscles. Again, it doesn't say sugar, it says fat molecules, not sugar molecules. Sugar destroys the brain, fat molecules enhance the brain. And acetyl carnitine moves the fat molecules across the mitochondrial membrane like other forms of. But the acetyl form molecules allows it to cross your blood-brain barrier, enter your brain, and provide additional energy directly to the brain cells.
Right.
That's it.
And you know what's a very important thing for us to touch on at this particular, especially at this time, of course, any time in one's life, to know this, and this again reported by the National Institute of Health as they were reporting with Dr. Sinatra and his different issues that he was talking about. Well, here they're reporting about heartburn drugs. And they say right here, using a proton pump inhibitor, PPI, but the studies found that taking this PPI heartburn drug increase your risk of developing pneumonia by 30%.
Good Lord.
That's a potentially deadly side effect for a person who already has a weakened immune system. Did we hear that?
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Indeed it is, honey.
And statins, they go in lists. They're not just a danger to your heart by robbing the body of the cardio-Q10. Taking statins sabotage your immune system response.
That's right.
Studies found that they actually reactivate dormant viruses. Are we hearing
statin
this?
Statin drugs, yeah.
These zombie, that's the way they put it, viruses, raise your risk for developing other diseases, including diabetes, Alzheimer's, and cancer. Which in the black box warning, it says that about diabetes and Alzheimer's,
but
about
it says
the statin drugs.
Statin drugs,
yes.
Create.
They do.
The diabetes.
That's right.
Statin drugs
create. And make them worse.
Statin drugs also destroy muscle tissue. Statin drugs also contribute to breakdown of muscle tissue of the heart.
That's exactly
making
right.
A weaker heart.
And throughout the body.
Yeah.
And if that's not bad enough, says a specialist, statin drugs prevent white blood cells from doing their job, setting you up for life-threatening diseases.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
My
and,
God.
And this is their connection with these drugs and infection. What is this mm-hmm. specific time right now to be focused on? And they put the opioid, okay? These pain-killing drugs prevent your immune system from defending against viral and bacterial attack. The pathway opioids use to numb pain starts in the brain. It reduces white blood cell activity by 55%
Good
in
God.
The process.
And you know, it's the most promoted, advertised, and issued drug ever, the statin drugs, because of the big scare about cholesterol. Cholesterol's going to kill you. You better take this drug, which may make you live a couple of weeks longer, but it's going to kill you too.
That's right. And they go on to make this point about a similar point about acetaminophen. Acetaminophen mm-hmm. category. It's ironic, they say, that the drug you are taking to help relieve symptoms of an infection can make things worse. But that's exactly what happens when your immune system wins the battle. The dead germs end up in your liver. It processes the remains of bacteria and viruses. Your liver can't clean up this mess if it's damaged by acetaminophen. Instead, these dead bacteria go right back into your blood. On top of that, acetaminophen works against your white blood cells, which protect you. So it takes longer for any infection to clear up. All of these factors weaken your immune system, they say, but when you combine them, it's a recipe for disaster and poor health. And that's not where the threats stop. Environmental toxins are right now damaging your endocrine system, which can crush your body's antigen-fighting power. Okay. All of the things they're telling you about how these terrible drugs cause greater viruses, greater bacteria, mm-hmm. and greater destruction.
And this corroborates with the information I've shared with our audience in the past, that the major medical journals, there's five or six major medical journals that are written by doctors and by drug companies to instruct doctors how to use drugs, how to do what procedures to use. And they talk about cholesterol, always telling doctors how to use cholesterol. But the editors of these five major medical journals, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, a couple from England called The Lancet and the British Medical Journal from England. All the editorial staff, which is different than the article writing staff or contributors, the editorial staff has stated in each of these publications that after 40 years of prescribing high levels of statin drugs for cardiovascular disease, There is zero evidence, get this, folks, zero evidence those drugs have ever extended the life of one human being.
Unbelievable.
But they do cause diabetes, they said. They do cause muscle wasting. They do weaken the heart. Now, if you've had a heart attack, if out of every 100 people, they did go on to say this, if you've had a heart attack, and of every 100 people who've had a heart attack, and they're all on statin drugs, one person will have a life-extending benefit. One out of 100. But the advertising and promotion, pardon me, the advertising and promotion by the drug companies, and the doctors will tell you this too, because they've been told what to say about statin drugs, that the statin drugs reduce the risk of death by 50%.
That's a lie.
Now wait a minute. Out of every 100 who've had a heart attack, 2 will survive, and one of those, if they're all on statin drugs, 1 will stay alive.
Right. But all the diabetes and all the and Alzheimer's, right, and everything else they cause, and robbing the heart of CoQ10. Now here, they want to make sure that you get this point here, that vitamin D3, and they label it as D3. That's the natural. Helps with all autoimmune disorders and supercharges bone health. But vitamin D3 deficiency is linked to increased serious infections. Vitamin D3 lowers inflammation, helps release antimicrobial proteins. That's the ones that kill the bad guys.
Yeah.
These give backup to your white blood cells and help dismantle invading viruses and germs. And the doctors say make sure you're getting at least 5,000 of natural D3 daily. 10,000 is optimal. So they say that, and
that's
they
right.
make that point. And we want to make another point right here with you. Again, we're not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications or take them off. Doctor's area, strictly educators, giving the information like we're giving now of the clinical trials, not just holistic doctors, all doctors, all these holistic meta-analyses, we're giving you the information for you to make that decision about your, take back your health. And remember, when you come to Alive and Well with these wonderful formulas, wonderful availability, wonderful products, the amazing broth cafe, organic.
Delicious.
The variety, whether you're vegan or non-vegan, whether you want the wild fish, the organic, organic fish or organic chicken, organic, et cetera, and so forth, and beautiful, or all the choices that are not, they're all there, availability at the broth, and you can, for many different services, one of the things at the 877-4950, why don't you call, you can always call and set up a time with Dennis or me. We're not doctors, don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medication to take them off. None of that, just love to sit there and help in a beautiful, comfortable, clean, pristine area and share terrific information. No charge, no obligation. But if you set up a time, then we're not going to be talking to somebody else.
That's right.
Right. So we set up a time. Call 877-4950. Easy to remember, 4950. Set up a time. And you can do many of our other services there. We ship, we mail. We do all kinds of benefits for you. And what about the broth, dear?
At the broth, you can go to the app, Broth at Alive and Well. And it gives you the entire menu, gives you all the information you need to place your order. The delicious food that's available to you right there. You can do the whole transaction right there on the app and tell them when you want it. It'll be ready at the time that you say you want it for your pickup, or we can even take it out to your car.
That's right. Had a lovely lady yesterday. She says, it's wonderful that you're doing so considerate. We had it all ready for her, and it was all delivered to her car any way you want it that way. And again, you have a party. You want to get a whole bunch of smoothies and a whole bunch of beautiful soups and dishes and all. We'll have it ready for you because we care about you. We love you. And Alive and Well is there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.